Hey, what's up?
Hey guys, we decided to start our show on time this week, just for the heck of it.
Early for us. My name's Jamie.
I'm Caroline.
And you're listening to
Hundo PG.
Our radio show here at Lafayette College. Thank you to our listeners. We're so excited to be here with you tonight, talking at you tonight.
Yes, hope you're ready to enjoy a great show.
Yes.
So, as always, we have our theme for the night. Our theme this week is... Yes, we should. We'll read our description. So we crafted a nice description of our show a little earlier, 5 minutes ago.
Hey, Caroline, what's that song? God, there's a song stuck in my head. What do I know it from?
Oh, yeah, that movie.
Oh, yeah, it's from that movie. That's how I know the song.
Yeah. Yeah, that's this episode.
That's our theme. So songs that you know
from movies. Songs made famous by movies, famous songs in movies, famous movies with famous songs, something along the lines
movies
of that.
Movies that make you want to sing.
Yeah.
Songs, I don't know.
That were in movies.
So, well, maybe just dive right in and get started with one.
So I told my dad about the theme for the night, and he started us off with a good suggestion, Mrs. Robinson by Simon and Garfunkel from The Graduate. Yes.
From The Graduate.
Okay. Critically acclaimed movie. Great movie.
I watched that for the first time. I watched it with my dad, and it wasn't the most appropriate movie to watch with your dad.
No. That was my same experience in middle school watching with my dad.
Right of passage,
yeah.
I think,
yeah.
So, let's take it away.
All right, here we go.
Every way you look at it,
All right.
That was really good.
That was awesome.
So good. So,
Oh, no. Okay, just realized that the volume on Jamie's mic was down this entire time, so that kind of ruins everything that we've done.
In case you couldn't hear me before, I'm Jamie.
Hey. Also, should we do the bit again?
No, I think we're good.
Okay.
Really quick, speed it up, Ron.
Yeah.
Okay, in case you missed it, our theme for the night, we're going to describe it really quick. Oh,
in
God,
a conversation.
What's that movie? It's stuck... I just ruined it. Okay. What's that song stuck in my head? Where do I know it from?
Oh, yeah. That movie.
Oh, yeah. And that's the episode.
That's our episode.
That's the episode. So it's songs,
songs from movies. Famous songs made by movies. Movies, famous songs.
Anyways, so if you're listening and you want to call in and maybe give a suggestion for a song that you love from a movie, or if you want to call and tell us your favorite movie, even.
Or, yeah.
That could be kind of fun.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be really awesome. The phone number you can call in at, get your phones out, your pencils out. It's 610-330-5316. So we'll say the number again later in the night, but definitely call in. We would love to hear from you. Or if you just like want to just say hi. Even.
Yeah.
Okay,
for a good time.
Well, our next song, what's queued up?
So our next song, I think everyone knows, Shallow from A Star Is Born.
Oh, so good. Yeah. So if you're listening,
if you're complaining about this song, like, just stop listening.
The channel. I hope you are all singing along right now in your cars, in your bedrooms. I know we will be singing it very passionately here in the studio.
Yep.
So you're listening to WJRH 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. Take it away, Caroline.
Hard keeping it so hardcore.
That was awesome. Great really song.
Good. Caroline just sang it really loudly. And, yeah. And it was really
good. So did Jamie.
Good. It was good.
Yeah.
What's up next?
We were actually thinking about putting the microphone on and singing it for you guys.
Yeah. Maybe we could play a little game. Like, if we have people that start calling in, we could do we'll sing part of a song, you call in and tell us what movie it's from. Yeah. Wouldn't that be so fun if we had listeners?
That would be awesome.
Someday. Yeah. Good stuff.
Okay.
Okay, we have a story to finish telling, so let's put the next song on.
Yeah, okay. So the next song is Don't You Forget About Me from The Breakfast Club.
Yeah, perfect.
Perfect. Take awesome. Take it away.
Nice.
Nice.
I know. I recognize that one.
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah. I think we all do. Good one.
I think so too. We had a caller call in while the song was playing.
Yeah.
We love when you call in. We love it if they weren't all prank calls.
Yeah. Maybe just like limit. Maybe that's like one a night. Like we have a quota, like one prank call a night.
But make it
just
a good
so everyone
one.
Knows we already fulfilled that quota. So please don't.
I mean, you can be a little funny.
Yeah.
Like that.
No.
Maybe like.
Maybe
know.
Just at least have a song suggestion
too,
or maybe like a make some constructive criticism.
Yeah,
maybe?
We love constructive criticism. Also, for those of you who are just tuning in, so this makes more sense. I'm Jamie.
I'm Caroline,
and you're listening to Hundo PG
Lafayette 104.9 FM Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania. WJRH. Okay, so my bad on that one.
Was it on? Yeah. So there was music playing. I don't know if you can hear us over the music. We didn't realize that there was music playing. Anyways, so collect yourselves. If you want to call in, our phone number is 610-330-5316.
Yes.
This is a little bit rocky.
Please, this is rocky. Like, I don't know why.
I think it's been a long week.
Yeah.
I think we're tired.
Yeah.
So call in, give us a story, entertain us.
A song from a movie.
A song from a movie.
That's the theme,
Caroline,
if you're tuning in.
What's your, movie songs. What's your favorite movie?
I can't answer that question. Yeah, it's too hard, and I struggle when I have that many options.
Oh, my God. You're so much fun. Caroline loves movies. Okay.
I do love a lot of movies. But I just don't have a favorite.
Yeah. Okay. That's very fair.
I watched a lot of Westerns with my dad growing up.
Did you really?
Yeah.
That's awesome. I can picture
Ferris
that.
Bueller's Day Off is a great movie.
It's a great movie. Is there a famous song from the movie? Okay.
I'll find
some
one.
Research. Yeah. I was just talking with someone about, it's not a movie, but I just recently watched the Fyre Festival documentary on Netflix. It kind of felt like a movie.
What was it?
And you know Fyre Festival, like the thing? Like, there's
kind
this,
of?
Like, huge, like, it was this huge scandal. Like, there was going to be this huge, big, elite music festival. People were paying thousands of dollars, like, for tickets to, like, fly there. And it ended up being, like, a big scam. And, like, literally, like, no festival. People showed up. There was no, like, food and water and, like, crazy. But anyways, if you're looking for a new movie or documentary, you should watch it. It's mind-blowing. So, what's
cool.
Our next song?
All right, so our next song is, you might have heard the first 50 seconds of, it's I've Had the Time of My Life from Dirty Dancing.
Yeah, which is actually my favorite movie. Fun fact.
There you go.
So, me and Caroline are going to do the dance moves in here while you at home listen.
And
to
also
the song.
Do the dance moves.
I'm sure, yeah, do the songs. Yeah, I mean the dance moves.
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
All right.
Now I have the time of my life. No, I never felt like this before. Yes, I swear it's a truth, and I owe it all to you.
Now I have the time of my life.
All right.
That was nice.
That was good.
I enjoyed that. Okay, what's up next?
Do you want to do Happy?
Yeah. Oh, this is actually up next my dad's favorite song, which is really, really funny. It makes him, as he says, it makes me happy. And then he laughs. Dads, am I right? So the song is Happy by Pharrell.
Yeah, from Despicable Me 2.
Yeah. So let's do it. Feel good, enjoy it. Turn down the music if it's not your cup of tea.
But we'll be back in approximately 3 minutes and 53 seconds after the song. After so if it's not your cup of tea, put a timer on. We'll be back.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right.
All right, we're back. That made me so happy.
I've never been so happy in my life.
So where were we?
Our next song.
Oh, we didn't do a game tonight. Next week, we're going to have a game for you guys next week.
Yeah, next week. Sorry. That's our bad.
But anyways, so our next song is also from Dirty Dancing, or yep. was made famous by Dirty Dancing, which is called
Be My Baby.
Be My Baby. Yeah, enjoy.
Yeah.
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 Awesome.
Really good. So, for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm Jamie.
Yeah. I'm Caroline.
And you're listening to
Hundo PG.
Lafayette College Radio.
WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, Easton, Pennsylvania.
Yep. Yes, sirree. Okay, so this next song, it's a classic. It'll melt your heart. And it's from a little movie we like to call The Wizard of Oz.
Yep.
Yeah. I have a fun fact. Ooh. I was actually in The Wizard of Oz. We put on a production of it when I was in the first grade.
Awesome.
And I was...
Were you?
A munchkin.
Okay.
Yeah.
Classic. Almost the lead.
Almost the lead. But I wasn't completely satisfied with my role. I thought I could contribute more.
Yeah.
So they let me be the sound effects girl. So I'll never forget this. The tin man.
Yeah.
When he knocked on his chest and it was hollow. Yeah, that was me behind the couch knocking on a tin lunch pail. So, yeah.
Did you line it up correctly? Like, I feel like you definitely, like...
I was just so proud. Like, they weren't going to do any sound effect. They were just going to have, you know...
Him knock. Thump,
just him knocking. So,
You honestly saved the show.
Yeah.
I can't believe I'm in the same room as you.
I know.
I'm feeling a little starstruck right now.
I don't know the phrase. Yeah. Okay, so let's play the song, Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Awesome.
Somewhere over the rainbow, lullaby. Somewhere over the rainbow, skies are blue, and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. Someday I'll wish upon a star and wake up where the clouds are far behind me, where troubles melt like lemon drops away above the chimney tops. That's where.
Great song.
Great song.
Ugh.
Lovely. And while we're at it, we were just talking about National Sibling Day that happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So a little bit of a shout out to all the siblings of the world out there.
To my brother, Christopher. He's definitely not listening.
We love you if you are listening. My sister definitely doesn't know I have a radio show, but I love you, sis. Yeah. Terrible. Okay. What's our next song?
Flashdance, What a Feeling. From Flashdance,
What a Feeling. Yeah, so sit back, relax, pour a bucket of water on your head. If you get the reference,
If
you know, you know. It's a bad joke. Okay. All right, enjoy.
Thank you.
All right, we are back. We just got to do a quick PSA for you guys, so just hang in. So this one is for the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union. Contact your lender. So if you're a hurricane survivor, you've been through some tough times. Rebuilding your life won't be easy. Now it's time to start your financial recovery. The first step is to contact your lender. Depending on your situation, lenders may agree to restructure the terms of your debt or defer payments of principal or interest. Whether you may have a mortgage, a personal or business loan, or credit card debt, your lender may be able to help. Federal and state regulators of banks, credit unions, and thrifts continue to encourage lenders to work with customers affected by the devastating storms. If you need help contacting your lender, call 877-275-3342. You survived the storm. Now start your financial recovery by contacting your lender today. This message is brought to you by the Federal Bank, Thrift, and Credit Union regulatory agencies.
Caroline, you just picked the longest.
I know.
You know, we're required to...
There's a shorter version on the back.
We're paid to give you some messages. No, we're not paid. It makes it sound
better. We're non-profit.
We're non-profit. We are not paid to read you these... what are they called?
PSAs.
So these PSAs.
Public service announcements. But anyway, but we're obligated to read some.
This is what you should have read.
Okay.
Nice and quick, straight to the point, factual. Did you know that millions of Americans have hepatitis C, yet most don't know it? Hepatitis is the leading cause of liver cancer, but it doesn't have to be. Talk to your doctor. We out. That was it.
Interesting.
That was pretty good, right?
That was really good.
Get tested. Be safe. What's our next one?
Get your vaccinations.
Yeah.
All right. So we had a caller come in, call earlier, who suggested a song for us from the movie Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
Yeah, I totally know that movie.
I'm not sure I'm familiar with it.
I'm not either. Not at all.
But the song is called I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow by the Soggy Bottom Boys.
Have you heard this song before?
No, I mean, like,
maybe we'll recognize it. Yeah,
we'll see when we listen to the song.
So,
but I just looked it up. The movie. Oh, it has George Clooney in it.
Oh, we know George Clooney.
Maybe I have seen this movie. 77% on Rotten Tomatoes. That's pretty decent.
Pretty good.
2000 was released in 2000. PG-13 though, so watch out.
I don't know if I was 13 yet at that time.
You definitely weren't. Hundo P, not 13.
What year was it?
2000.
Oh yeah, no.
You were like,
I was almost
two,
I was
one?
Basically in the womb. Maybe
you were
two.
Like one or two.
Yeah. Okay, let's play this song.
Okay. So this is the song, I Am a Man of Constant Sorrow.
In constant sorrow. Perhaps I'll die upon this train.
All right, that was good. I like that song.
I don't think I've seen the movie, but I recognize
that song.
We're watching the trailer, and I've definitely seen this movie now that I'm watching this trailer.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it. So our next two songs actually are from the famous Shrek soundtrack.
Which movie? Which Shrek?
I don't know. Well, it's the complete. You. It's the complete soundtrack. I don't know it well enough to know which movie it's from. I feel like the first
maybe the
one.
The first.
But
call in.
Fun
if
thing.
Wrong.
Fun thing. My dad is like a photographer, and so he has good like around the camera knowledge, and so he's made home videos like throughout our childhood and stuff. And one of our favorite ones is like Thanksgiving 2003 or 2004, oh, something like that. And the opening song to it is Hallelujah, and it's it just like sets the scene, and he just like has all these artsy shots. It's like a nice, really well put together movie. So but the soundtrack of the movie is Hallelujah.
This
as
has
well
been
as
some
Shrek.
Product placement. So Mr. Burns for photography and video work.
Oh yes, you can actually check him out on Instagram, Brewster's Photos, and online, brewstersphotos.com. Brewster, Brewster.
I highly, highly recommend.
Yeah, great shots.
Great shots. Great home videos.
I don't think the home videos are on his website.
Not on his website. Okay.
But his Instagram is really good. He actually just posted a picture of me.
I'm going to go check right now. Okay, but so
all right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Hallelujah. Here we go.
From Shrek.
Chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this, the fourth, the fifth, the minor fall, the major lift, the baffled king composing Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. Maybe there right above. And all I ever learned from love was how to shoot at someone who outdrew you. And it's not a cry you can hear at night. It's not somebody who's seen the light. It's a cold and it's a broken hallelujah.
All right, that was awesome. I love that song so,
so
much.
Good. It
gets me nostalgic too because of that video, home video.
Oh, so maybe one more song to end the show?
Yeah. So our last song is also from Shrek.
Oh, yes.
But it's a great song, All Star.
Oh,
this is
really
also
good. Really good song.
The song in one of my dad's home videos. Don't remember which one it is. I would describe it better.
I'm sure our listeners would love
to
hear about it.
It's great.
Maybe after this song. Maybe next week.
Maybe
we'll
next
talk about
week.
It.
Yeah. So, all right, here's our last song.
Yeah,
enjoy.
It's been a blast.
Yeah. Thanks for tuning in again.
I'm Jamie.
I'm Caroline.
And this has been
Hundo PG.
Keep.
Awesome.
Somebody once told me the world is gonna roll me. I ain't the sharpest tool in the shed. She was looking kind of dumb with her finger and her thumb in the shape of an L on her forehead. Well, the years start coming and they don't stop coming. Fed to the rules and I hit the ground running. Didn't make sense not to live for fun. Your brain gets smart but your head gets dumb. So much to do, so much to see. In the back streets, you'll never know if you don't go. You'll never shine if you don't glow. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Only shooting stars break the mold. It's a cool place, and they say it gets colder. You're bundled up now, wait till you get older. But the media man begs to differ. Judging by the hole in the satellite picture, the ice we skate is getting pretty thin. The water's getting warm, so you might as well swim. My world's on fire, how about yours? That's the way I like it, and I'll never get bored. Hey now, you're an all-star. Get your game on, go play. Hey now, you're a rock star. Get the show on, get paid. Go.
Shout out to Danny Figler. This one's for you.
Yeah.
You fun kid. Boy.
Okay, bye.
Down, freezing cold, that's how we already know. When it's here, my dog will probably do it for Louis Bell.